From FSN, I'm Kevin McAleese with the latest world news. Senate Republicans met with President Barack Obama as the shutdown dragged into the weekend. While the idea of a deal to reopen the government and lift the debt ceiling is drawing more optimism, it remains unclear what such an agreement would involve. Nina Maria Potts reports.
President Barack Obama is said to have pressed the 20 Republicans who met with him to reopen the government, which shut down 2 weeks ago after Congress failed to pass the budget. The latest polls show the Republican Party's been badly damaged in the ongoing government shutdown and debt limit standoff, and the offer to raise the debt ceiling temporarily is seen as a major breakthrough. But in return, the Republicans want White House concessions on reducing the deficit and a tax overhaul. Nina Maria Potts, Washington.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. The Hague-based OPCW is currently overseeing the removal of Syria's chemical weapons arsenal. But critics have expressed surprise at the award in a year when chemical weapons have been used inside Syria. Pakistani schoolgirl campaigner Malala Yousafzai has been widely tipped to win the $1.25 million prize. But the Nobel Committee said the OPCW deserved the award for its work on eliminating chemical weapons.
Recent events in Syria, where chemical weapons have again been put to use, have underlined the need to enhance the efforts to do away with such weapons. Actually, the committee never comments on those who didn't get the prize, simply because we are focusing on the one that has been awarded. There are a number of very good candidates, but only one can get the prize, which doesn't mean that all the other candidates, so to say, have been deleted.
A boat carrying more than 200 migrants has capsized off the coast of the Italian island of Lampedusa. A rescue operation is underway with reports that at least 120 people have been saved. It comes just a week after more than 300 migrants drowned when a boat capsized in the same area. Josephine McKenna is in Rome with the latest.
The boat seems to have capsized about 70 nautical miles southeast of Malta in the Channel of Sicily. There are Italian naval vessels and helicopters in the area, and I understand they're working with Maltese authorities to try and save as many people as possible. The Italian government estimates around 30,000 migrants have landed on Italian shores this year, and the government has been pressing the European Union a greater commitment to offer more funding to really step up these controls on the Mediterranean Sea to try and prevent these kinds of disasters from happening.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Spain's top national court has added former president of China Hu Jintao to its investigation of genocide in Tibet. Spanish judges took on the legal challenge after Madrid-based Tibetan activists, one of whom has Spanish nationality, made a formal appeal, though China's foreign ministry said on Friday that it was not a Spanish matter. Our European correspondent Sandra Gapman has more.
It's now been confirmed that Spain's national court will extend an existing case already investigating former Chinese President Jiang Zemin and six other Chinese officials to include ex-president Hu Jintao. Spain has been able to carry out the probe into Tibetan genocide on the grounds that the country's legal system recognizes the universal justice principle. It allows genocide suspects to be trialed outside their country, and because one of the Tibetan activists is in fact a Spanish citizen. China's ministry on Friday spoke out, saying the matter was of no relevance to Spain and hoped it will handle the issue properly. Sandra Gatman, Brussels.
African leaders are gathered in Ethiopia's capital to discuss a withdrawal from the International Criminal Court. The meeting comes amid growing criticism from some African states of the ICC. African correspondent Isabel Nakiria has details.
Some African leaders accuse the Hague-based ICC of being selective in prosecuting Africans ahead of alleged criminals from other countries. The meeting's being attended by Sudan President Omar Bashir, who has been indicted by the ICC. The summit also comes amid growing criticism from some African heads of state about ICC's prosecution of Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy. Kenyatta is accused of crimes against humanity in the post-election violence of 2007. But despite growing hostility within Africa, a widespread withdrawal from the court is thought by many analysts to be unlikely at this stage.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Kevin McAleese reporting.